Don't we have some sort of emergency situation? Aren't we being bombed or something, Boomer?
It hasn't come in yet.
We're waiting. Hello?
Hello?
What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, whatever Miski's got to say.
We're expecting what is called an EAS. What is an EAS? An EASE?
Emergency Alert System.
Yeah, we're expecting, we need to have a test. It's a legal deal, otherwise we don't get to renew our license. And we've been waiting for this test to come in. And it will be, it'll be like...
Liberal!
It's a warning that there's a liberal in the area. It's KSTP's version of a early alert system. No, that's not it. It's more of this. Put your head between your knees. Wait, I didn't say Simon Says. Something like that. We're waiting on the thing, because if we don't get it, we don't get our license, and we have to all go back to doing paper routes or something. How come it's not here? We're supposed to be here by now. I can't get into something and then have the whole show interrupted. I thought we had this thing down to the second. It hasn't come in yet. Said 10:54. There it is. Get the hell in the cellar. You know why I love playing that stuff? Because some people lie in bed and listen to this show. And they drift off about 10:30. So come 5 to 11, there's just nothing... Nothing quite as enjoyable as just, Hi, messing with him. Hello, go back to sleep now. Here, I'll put you out. Go back to sleep now. This should do it. Boomer, that was a ridiculous thing to prepare me for when we didn't even have it. Why do we have to have it at a certain time when we obviously don't have to have it at a certain time? I mean, it made it sound, according to the computer here, like we had to have it at 10:54, but we obviously don't. So as long as we know now we don't ever have to have it at the time they say on the screen we have to have it, why do we even have to have it during my show? Can't we have it during Top of the Hour News or something from now on? This has come up before. I don't want to do it next hour. If we can't get it in between now and 7 after, I don't want to do it. Because I've waited for it now. And it didn't come through. It's like waiting for Santa Claus on the roof. I'm not doing it now. It either is going to be done between now and when the second hour starts, or I'm refusing. Dante Culpepper was killed in an automobile accident tonight, so that screws up our chances for a win on Sunday. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, back after Top of the Hour News. Stick around.
I'm Brad Wheelis. The decision for war made by Saddam Hussein? You bet, says President Bush.
When he chose defiance and war, our
what? Now? Our president. Our president's talking. What the hell is with the timing on this?
This is a coordinated monthly test to the broadcast stations in your area.
Uh-huh.
If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes a test of the emergency alert system.
Here comes another one.
Produced or possessed weapons of mass destruction just before the war, that assessment from the top U.S. arms inspector who briefed a Senate committee Wednesday, Democratic Senator Carl Levin says it's further proof the war was unjustified.
A fundamental conclusion of the ISG effort means that the administration's two major arguments for going to war against Iraq were incorrect.
The inspector's report did say Saddam Hussein remained a threat. A pair of bombs exploded in Pakistan as Sunni Muslim radicals gathered.